that they are dangerous, and that they should all be crucified. Now that's what the underlying theme of his song, Anti-Christian, Antichrist, is. And he's really saying that Christians are the most evil people upon the earth. Again, remember 2 Timothy told us that they will be despisers of those that are good? Psalm 17, verse 15 says, the Lord despises those who say that bad is good and that good is bad. And so God despises a man who calls the Christian evil. Now, 2 Timothy 3:5 says that these rock stars may have a form of godliness, but we should turn away from them. From such, the Bible says, turn away. Where is all this Satanism, this sex and drugs and perversion leading us? You see, I don't think that sex and drugs is the ultimate of Satan. It's leading us somewhere, and I really believe, you know, when Mario Murillo was here at Eagle's Nest recently, he did a message, and I heard something going on in his message, although he broke it up into many pieces, and it was all through the message. I took his message, and I really believe he's got an inspiration. He's got a revelation of where it's all going right now in the rock scene. So I took all the parts of his message, and I made one little five-minute segment of what he said, took all the pieces, and I'm going to take it up where he had just been seated on an airplane next to a rock promoter. There had been a mix-up in coach, and they had put him in first class, and he was just being seated next to this gigantic rock promoter. Let's play the Mario Murillo tape right from that place. This is Mario.
I sat down next to this fellow that was the strangest conglomeration I'd ever seen, because on the one hand, he had very long hair, very mystical look, but he had a very expensive suit coat on, very expensive coat, I knew it with jeans. So I knew that this man was very versatile. You can tell when somebody is really strange is when they have a diamond-studded roach clip. I tell you very frankly that what the outcome of that was is that he turned out to be the manager of the largest rock band in the whole world. I can't mention his name or the band because I will get sued, and I'm going to be around for a
while. You will assume control. You will move into every phase of American political and economic life. It will be your responsibility, comrades, to purge the minds of the reactionary Americans so that they will welcome the enlightened Soviet system and conform without resistance to the dictatorship of the proletariat. Again, my congratulations, comrades. Continue the good work. Say, could you tell me what... Yes, comrade. Nothing. Nothing, never mind. Thank God you're all right.
I have something to do.
Gee, Helen, I'm sorry I'm late. Something strange happened. Something very strange. I was standing in the plaza...
Never mind that. But you are disturbing your children. Their meals have been consumed without disruption.
I don't blame you for being sore. But I'll make it up to you. Tomorrow night we'll have an early dinner at the steakhouse. We'll take the kids to the drive-in movie.
That will be quite impossible. Tomorrow night you've been selected to address...
This is crazy, Dewey. Ain't nobody going to listen to music like this. You're standing there playing as fast as you can, singing like some sort of punk.
Get out of here, Dewey.
What are y'all doing in here?
It's called cocaine, and you don't want no part of this shit.
Cocaine? What's it do?
It turns all your bad feelings into good feelings. It's a nightmare.
I'm thinking maybe I'd like to try on some of that cocaine.
Dewey, you've been living clean for 3 years now, and it's done you a world of good, has it not?
Look, I know I've had my trouble with drugs in the past, but I'm addicted to coke, weed, booze, lewds, and speed, not LSD. Nobody gets addicted to LSD.
Dewey, get out of here. You don't want no part of this shit.
What is it?
It's medication for erectile dysfunction. It gives you a boner. Not to be used if you have a pre-existing heart condition. If boners last for more than 4 hours, call more ladies.
Well, that does sound tempting. But you know what, Sam? I really don't want no part of that shit.
Did you hear what I said? It gives you a boner.
Shit! Een enkele keer toont een Nederlandse militair een zo ongekende persoonlijke moed dat alleen de hoogste onderscheiding de waardering daarvoor tot uitdrukking kan brengen.
Het is maar een medaille.
Hij krijgt deze onderscheiding voor zijn optreden als leider, als militair en als mens.
Dank u wel, majesteit.
Weet wie die er is?
Wat kom je doen?
Bij de criminele inlichtingeneenheid is betrouwbare informatie binnengekomen over drugs en wapenhandel in uw café.
Wie zit erachter?
We hebben het over MDMA. Ecstasy. Kop.
Marco, geen vragen.
Maar waarom? Die groep. Generaal, ik heb nog nooit in mijn leven drugs gebruikt. Nog nooit.
Ik geloof je wel. Maar ik ben waarschijnlijk enige.
Moet ik me zorgen maken? Nachtmerrie?
Nee, het gaat eigenlijk heel goed.
De ene oorlogskant had. Toen wist ik tenminste nog waar hij was.
Als u nu bekent, gaan we u niet verder vervolgen.
Ik ga niet iets bekennen wat ik niet gedaan heb.
Oké. Okay. Maar u moet het toch niet tot een zaak laten komen.
Dat zou zelfmoord zijn.
Jullie privéleven komt hier op straat te liggen.
Wij willen dat mijn naam gezuiverd wordt.
Alles gaat hier alleen maar over jou de hele tijd.
Voor de wet is iedereen gelijk.
Our American way of life. Isn't it grand? Peace, freedom, and bacon and eggs. Seems perfect. But what if it's not? Friends, your future may not be as secure as you think. Where will you be when the atomic bombs fall? You can secure your family's future by reserving a spot in a state-of-the-art underground vault from Vault-Tec. That's right, Bob. Act now, and your family can wait out the horrors of nuclear devastation. And Doris, the vault will have all the amenities of your modern-day home, and it's attractive. And Sally, in the vault, you might meet that special someone, just as you would on the surface. And in a few short years, you and your fellow vault dwellers will repopulate our great country. And Billy, you'll have lots of swell kids to play with. Reserve your family spot in a state-of-the-art underground vault today. Sign up now and prepare for the future.
You're a stupid, no good bum, you know that? You couldn't know, you're stupid.
All right, so I'm stupid, but I try to take care of it.
What do you use for brains? Peanut butter!
Bij diarree is er sprake van frequente passage van dunne, waterige ontlasting. Diarree kun je definiëren als absolute en relatieve diarree. Bij absolute diarree is er sprake van meer dan 5 keer ontlasting per dag. Bij relatieve diarree heb je vaker dan normaal ontlasting. Diarree kun je op basis van de ernst ervan onderverdelen in acute diarree en chronische diarree. Acute diarree duurt normaal gesproken een dag of 2 en gaat vanzelf over. Bij acute diarree is er meestal sprake van een virale, bacteriële of parasitaire infectie.
Whoa, you're enjoying a party. It's great. You guys are dancing so well. It's so amazing. Feeling like you're about to throw up? Careful, buddy. Oh, now you're running towards the washroom. You have symptoms of the disease called as diarrhea. Let me show you what causes diarrhea. During digestion, bile acid synthesized by the liver is absorbed by your small intestine. In a condition known as bile acid malabsorption, your small intestine is less able to absorb nutrients from the food you eat. Hence, the bile enters the large intestine and begins to enrage its lining. This lining contains the glands
Mother,
that secrete yes, and absorb.
Mother,
the process
what do husbands and wives and do when they get married?
The release what of do water husbands and salt. The harmful microscopic what parasite called Giardia lamblia also interrupts the process of absorption of water in your intestines, which causes loose and watery stool. The most important way to avoid diarrhea is to avoid coming into contact with infectious...
Four little girls get...
Don't listen to him!
You're gonna be my guru, huh? I mean, you're gonna tell me how to release the hidden powers within.
Hey! You asshole! Hey!
That's right. Just pass me up like I was some drunken bum on the street.
Yeah, man, I wanna get high.
You wanna get high?
Look, you think I'm a junkie? I get high once in a while. Just like everyone else.
But everybody else in the country don't stick needles in their veins.
In other words, I'm not a junkie, okay?
Sorry, boss.
He cut the people's heads off.
What's the question?
Shit. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. That's what around with talking. Nice town.
Sure is.
You call this a town? It's a big toilet bowl.
Gentleman said it. It's a toilet bowl. I don't get that comparison. Modern toilet bowls are masterpieces of engineering, which this town sure isn't. They may be masterpieces, but where's the joy of answering the call of nature at sunrise, in the country, or by a flowing stream at sunset? Ah, well, times have changed. I have nothing against the toilet bowls of today. How about you, mister?
Neither have I. What I can't stand is turds like you.
We find that Satan has blasphemy masked into the albums when you play them backwards. There's many times that he could not say these things forward, so he sneakily hides it in the music, and when you play it backwards, which very few people would ever do, you find out what the true lyrics are. Let's play ELO's El Dorado first.
Buy me yours to come back, princess.
See that? The satellite station capable of monitoring our every movement. The station must be destroyed. I picked you as liquidators because you are the most capable. You must smash every piece of equipment and eliminate every earthling in the area.
Hey, watch out!
Break your neck!
Hey, knock it off! Break it off!
Hang on here. My old man dropped dead on the stairs from a stroke.
Fine mess you made.
How can you be so dumb? That's what I want to know. How?
I wasn't watching.
You'd better shape up or you're going to be back walking a beat. Get the hell out of here.
Is there a bus that goes to Pacific Street?
No, I'm sorry. But I can take you there. I was just going that way myself. And besides, it's part of our duty. If a taxpayer has to go to the other side of town, a police officer is obliged to give her a lift.
In an hour, they'll be drunk as skunks.
Hey, did you catch that?
No.
The one to get us drunk.
Nice, huh?
How do you hold your liquor?
Well, the first 2 gallons is okay. But after that, I could get rambunctious. What about you?
Oh, you kidding? I was weaned on whiskey. My blood's 36 proof.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Very good, guys.
Here's another one.
Here's to Molotov.
Two Molotovs.
Molotov.
I don't drink, monsieur.
Shut up and drink.
Too many rock musicians by lyrics and stage show advocate the abuse of drugs and alcohol? The answer is yes. For some time, substance abuse has been a part of rock. The fact that this is not a new issue does not diminish in any way the current seriousness of the problem, especially in light of rock's younger and younger audience. Consider the following. Kevin DeBro of Quiet Riot said in a recent interview, "As far as this drug business goes, I mean, everybody in rock does drugs." The song Party All Night from the band's Condition Critical album says, "Driving right way on the wrong side, had a bit too much to drink. Women in the back seat, paradise party. I'm on a one-way cruise looking for trouble, party all night." Black Sabbath's last album was called Born Again and included the song Trashed about a fellow who downs bottles of whiskey and tequila, then drives down the road at 105 miles per hour for fun because he's trashed. Def Leppard, who've enjoyed album sales in the millions, sing these words in the song High and Dry. "A Saturday, I feel all right. I've been drinking all day. I got my whiskey, got my wine. Saturday night, I'm high."
Voorwaar, wereldwijd staat de mens voor de afgrond vanwege de armoede en schulden en depressies en oorlogsgeweld en opgelegde fascinaties en haat en liefdeloosheid onder andere. Velen zien het wereldwijd.
De week van de lente kriebels, hebben jullie dat ook op school?
Ja.
Wat heb je daarover geleerd?
Een beetje over je lichaam en ook over jongens en over meisjes.
Oké. Vind je dat leuke lessen?
Ja.
World War III has begun. Anti-global community forces have launched a full-out attack across the planet. GC forces have retaliated.
Whiskey, gin, and brandy. Glass, I'm pretty handy. Trying to walk a straight line on sour mash and sweet wine. Join me for a drink, boys. Get me high. Slade's new album features walking on water, running on alcohol. Mama's Boys sing Let's Get High. Madame X sing about being high in high school. And of course, Motley Crue. Their new runaway hit is called Smoking in the Boys' Room.
This has been one of the most fearful weeks in the history of the world. There is no doubt that communism is entering what it considers its final phase in controlling the entire world. They are now using terror tactics and international blackmail on a scale unknown in human history. As we search the map of the world, we cannot find one point where the West is winning. Charles Malik, former president of the United Nations, said the other day that the West has not won a single inch in 40 years from communism. Laos has just elected a communist prime minister. The guerrilla forces in South Vietnam are stepped up. There are terrorist attacks against innocent citizens throughout the country. Cambodia, fearful that the United States will not keep her Far Eastern commitments, has broken off relations with Thailand and threatened to join the communist orbit voluntarily. Castroism is growing by leaps and bounds throughout Latin America. The United Nations forces in the Congo are nearly bankrupt as the communists move to take over the richest country in Africa. Meanwhile, the American State Department has started a propaganda program in the United States called Cheer Up. They're trying to tell the American people that things are not so bad.
Chloe. Buck.
This is Fitz.
Just called to tell you that you were right. Nikolai is infecting Bibles with some new kind of virus.
Try to get Holy Ghost power! Holy Ghost power!
Remember, capitalism, it's the only thing keeping us from being communists.
afgevreesd moet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
If you see Archie, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California, picking up prunes, squeezing all out of olives. Oh dear, Okie, if you see Archie, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California, raking up gold, playing fiddle in the Follies. Now he'll be lucky if he finds a place to live. But there's orange juice fountains flowing for those kids of his. Oh dear, Okie, if you see Archie, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California, digging all wells. All he needs is a shovel. Archie, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California, selling used cars, just a-waiting for the suckers. Oh dear, Okie, if you see Archie, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California, working in a bank, all he needs is some money. Now he'll be lucky if he finds a place to live. But there's orange juice fountains flowing for those kids of his. Oh dear, Okie, if you see Archie, tell him Tex got a job for him out in California, picking up prunes, squeezing all out of olives.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
Ooh. bevriend en mensheid. Van grootheid, roem en kracht. Van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn oder niet zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood.
Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Bien, bien sur la montagne, tout près du ciel, j'ai ma maison. Bien, bien sur la montagne, là-haut il fait si bon. Avec moi bien, laisse ici ton amour malheureux, viens avec moi bien, viens ma maison n'est pas loin, tout s'oublie, je suis là, prends ma main, viens, viens sur la montagne, là-haut il fait si bon, viens, viens sur la montagne, tout près du ciel, j'ai ma maison. Sur la montagne, là-haut il fait si bon. Si tu rêves de beauté et de jours sans fin, de te rendissant au cœur des forêts, viens avec moi, viens. On n'y voit pas de méchants, mes sales amis sont Dieu, les fleurs et le vent. Viens, viens sur la montagne, là-haut. Viens, viens sur la montagne, tout près du ciel, j'ai ma maison. Viens, viens sur la montagne, là-haut il fait si bon. Tes yeux tendres me font voir que toi seul je tiens. Ne sois pas triste, il n'est pas trop tard, viens avec moi, viens. Si tu veux bien prends ma main, laisse-moi, je connais le chemin. Viens, viens sur la montagne, là-haut il fait si bon. Viens sur la montagne, tout près du ciel, j'ai ma maison. Viens, viens sur la montagne, là-haut il fait si bon.
Zondag is het tijd voor de hoogmis van de koers. Vandaag is het gewoon een goede vrijdag. Met een uur nieuwe plaatjes en straks ook kaarten voor Crackcloud in de botaniek. Welkom bij Signaal Ruis, aflevering 601. We beginnen vanavond met de furieuze postpunk van het Frans-Britse viertal Warin. Warinami. Ze brengen in juni hun EP Nothing Happens uit. Op de eerste single daarvan worden we meegesleurd in het leven van de grootstad. Dit is Carried Away van Warinami.
Carried Away van Warinami. De singles van de recht voor de raapse Amsterdamse punkers L.A. Lasagna zijn hier de laatste jaren al vaker voorbijgekomen. Nu hebben ze een volwaardig album uit bij het vertrouwde Geertruida-label. Op Good Company klinkt de band rond zangeresse Tara Wilds misschien wel iets gepolijster dan in de beginperiode, maar dat deert niet. Dit is de opener van die plaat Music in the Neighborhood van L.A. Lasagna.
Little
Dead Things, de Berlijnse postpunkgroep, is terug met hun vierde album, getiteld New Plastic Abyss. Misschien wel hun sterkste en meest toegankelijke werk tot nu toe, met hun kenmerkende hypermelodieuze zanglijnen. Het plaatje werd gemasterd door Greg Obis van Stuck uit Chicago. En uit die nieuwe plaat van Dead Things draaiden we het openingsnummer Innocence. En na Dead Things blijven we nog even hangen in Berlijn met Data Animal. De band heeft zijn derde plaat klaar, getiteld Future of Hosts. En die komt opnieuw uit bij Dead Strange, het label van onder andere Oliver Ackerman van A Place to Bury Strangers. Uit die nieuwe plaat van Data Animal is dit Underdog.
Keep it fun. In the Well van het Britse duo Memorials. Het staat op een album All Clouds Bring Not Rain, die vorige week uitkwam. Op die plaat zijn ze in een muzikale bron gevallen waarin postpunk, dub, krautrock en andere scheve muziek een eigenzinnige cocktail hebben opgeleverd. Eigenzinnig kunnen we ook het artpunk project Urk noemen, een band uit New Orleans, Louisiana. Ze hebben een nieuw album uit The Dismal Village. Een conceptalbum over een somber dorp dat tegelijkertijd retro, modern en futuristisch aanvoelt. Een beetje zoals hun muziek. Het album is lo-fi opgenomen op een viersporen Tascam Porta studio en komt uit deze maand bij Exploding in Sound. Dit is Urk met Another Mystery.
Oh.
van de volgende releases op Sub Pop wordt de nieuwe plaat van Tally Held, een vijftal uit Seattle, rond het koppel Alexander Attitude en Kendra Cox, beide op zang. Voeg daar de orgeltjes en de springerige drums aan toe en je kreeg dit aan de B-52's verwante Things I've Killed. De tweede plaat, Green World Image, verschijnt op 15 mei. En dan de beloofde vrijkaarten voor Crack Cloud. Dat is een stel creatievelingen dat elkaar tegenkwam in een afkikkliniek in de buurt van het Canadese Calgary. Naast afkikken van verschillende verslavingen gingen ze ook aan de slag met muziek en kunst. Hun nieuwe album Peace and Purpose kwam vorige week uit en daarop versmelten ze zoals altijd op tamelijk geniale wijze postpunk, pop, avant-garde en allerlei andere experimentele muziek. Op 24 april komen ze die plaat voorstellen in Le Botanique in Brussel. Wil je daarbij zijn, mail dan naar signaalruis@radioscorpio.be. Signaalruis in één woord @radioscorpio.be. Van op die nieuwe plaat is dit Life on a Farm van Crack Cloud. Into another star.